Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and as you all know, it's getting close to my competition time. So I've gotten a lot of questions about how you feel, and obviously last week you guys know I had my nervous breakdown and that Scott helped me through it, but I think we can get a little bit more specific into how this journey has actually been from the time I shot T25 Delta, B25 to now, because each week has gotten a little crazier and Scott's going to ask some specific details. So get ready to trust and believe in just getting to know a little bit more and maybe how to manage yourself a little bit better.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Let's go. Let's go. Dive in. Let's dig deep.
Yeah, because I'm going to be very honest. I don't have the energy.
Great way to start. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, your energy level.
0. I mean, I'm going to say a 1 because obviously I'm moving around, but I have not a lot of energy. I don't want to be around people. I want to literally go to sleep all the time. I just want to go to sleep.
And why is that? Explain why you're a 0.
Well, I think that multiple reasons. One, I wake up and I have some energy and I have to pose right away.
What level of energy do you have when you wake up?
I don't
1 to 10.
I don't know. I'm just like getting by. Yes, I'm very short. So you just have to deal with that because it is what it is. I have the energy that I need to pose. And then obviously we get the boys ready for the day or for school now. And then I need to eat breakfast at a certain point before I work out so that I can have enough energy for my workout. Because every single workout now, I'm like shaky. Like within 2 sets of anything or 10 minutes on a cardio, I'm just shaky. Like you see people at the end of a marathon and they're wobbly. Like that's how I feel the entire time that I work out. But the reason why I feel like that is because the caloric deficit is real.
And because of the caloric intake, like you're just eating a lot of protein, whereas no carbs, right?
Yeah, I'm eating a lot of protein to keep the muscle. The thing is, I think when I first started like official prep after I shot B25 and T25, which during that time, I couldn't even finish my meals. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, but I was shooting 2 workouts a day. And I was going to the gym to do my lifting workouts. So I was doing 3 workouts a day. But I was also at 3,900 calories.
And what are you at now?
4,000 calories. I am now at 2,100 calories.
So you're at 2,100 calories. So you get up in the morning, you have breakfast, and you're like, sweet. I know when you get up, you're like, I get to eat my meal.
No, I'm not like sweet. It's more of like, you better eat before you like lose your mind.
Or lose it on someone.
Yeah, because you know, the other day we took the boys to school. I didn't eat right away as soon as I woke up because I need that fuel for my workout. So I waited a little bit. So we took the boys to school. we came back in the house and everyone's in the kitchen. Normally, I'm ready to cut up. I'm ready to have a good time. I'm ready to laugh, you know, drink some more coffee, you know, do the whole thing. But I said to everyone that was in our kitchen, which was both of our nannies and we had friends visiting in town, I was like, I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be very silent. I'm not mad at anyone for any particular reason, but my energy is really low and I need to focus on eating right now. But I love you guys. And, you know, I prefaced it like that because, one, I don't feel like talking to anybody in that state. And then, you know, once I get a couple pieces of sugar in me, carbs, not sugar, berries and oatmeal, then I feel better.
And how long does that boost last? Because if you eat and then you go to work out, which your workouts are typically 2 hours, hour and a half, plus the 30 to 45 minutes of cardio. So how long does that boost last?
So I get to the gym 30 minutes later. Normally I would eat way beforehand because I eat more, but because I really need that fuel, it's really important for me to get to the gym within 20 to 30 minutes after I eat or start working out. And I do take a pre-workout. So it lasts, once I get warmed up, even though I feel depleted and I get into my lifting workout, I'm good. And when I say good, I mean I'm digging deeper fully. I'm good for about an hour. Hour and 5 minutes, literally, because I do everything on a timer. Once I start my first set, timer, 50 second to 55 second rest, sometimes a minute, depending on if it's a large or small muscle group, and I'm in it. I even go to a different gym now when I'm not training with my trainers or my coach or my trainer because, you know, I know people and I like to talk. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't talk to people, so I go to a gym where I don't know anyone really. And so that energy lasts for about 1 hour and 5 minutes. And then I go and I get my shake. If I'm at my gym, I go to the refrigerator and get it because they had the one that's best for me. And if I'm at the other gym I go down, two doors down, I get my shake. And that gives me enough energy to get through my cardio.
Your very, very first job at Rowan, part of your college degree process was that you had to work at the rec center, right? And your first job was at the front desk and you were greeting people and you got fired from it because you talked too much, you know, and you were greeting them too well, if you will. So as going from someone who is...
Wait, are you trying to throw shade and tell people that I got fired from one of my first jobs?
What I'm trying to say is you love, I think...
I'm just kidding.
To some degree, you love to talk and communicate and fellowship. I love that word when you say it. You fellowship with people.
Yes.
And even when I see you today at the gym, you were chatting with not as many people, but you did chat with someone. And I think to myself, I think that's
when
part of
your... When was I chatting?
To the where were you chatting?
When?
Before you got on the stairs. To a guy with the green shirt and like a mohawk. Or he was with a coach and he switched to Justin as his coach.
Oh.
I saw you chatting with him.
I was probably chatting because I was drinking my shake.
Oh. So.
But anyway.
The point I'm trying to make is to go from someone who loves to chat and have this gym experience to now someone who is like, I cannot talk to people because I don't have the energy. What is that like?
Well, first of all, let's just be very clear. I know a lot of people, but I don't like talking when I go to the gym, whether I'm in this situation or not. I don't. You know, I talk to people mostly before and after my workout.
Got it.
So let's reference it from there.
There's no shade here. There's authentically.
I know. I feel like you're trying to be like,
what I'm trying to do
you
is,
talk a lot.
No, what I'm trying to do is show people. People see who you are, right? They see you on social media and whatever. And they also see you on stage. And so they see you as this bubbly, energetic, personable, you know, being that is out motivating and inspiring people. And I am seeing the side where you have zero energy. What I'm trying to reference is what you are, I'd say, normally at to where you're at now. Like, how does that feel? Like, do you feel like, I'm miserable or I'm tired? I know you say you're tired, but I'm trying to explain for people that this is still Sean T or Sean Blocker, but he's on less than fumes.
So I understand.
Why would I try and shade you on your own podcast?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I'm fine with you shading me because I'm going to give right back. However, full disclosure, I'm in a very sensitive state. So
true.
You know, you know, there are people out there like, damn, he's sensitive. Yeah, bitch, because I'm f-ing hungry. Yeah. I thought you were just like, you like to talk a lot at the gym. No. Just because you're a person that doesn't talk. It's fine. I get it now. So what does it feel like? I mean, it doesn't feel like anything. I think that you made a really good point of like, you know, people see me bubbly in this mm-hmm. and like getting fired from my first job. You see it in a completely different way than I see it. Mm-hmm. You know, if I don't want to talk to somebody, I'm not going to talk. You know, you're the kind of person that you can't stop a conversation because you don't, you're like, oh, such and such is talking to me. But I'm able to be like, I'm a talker, but I got things to do. You know what I mean? But also, I think that two things. One, I'm being defensive, but it's fine. I'm just going to do it. One, I talk to people before and after my workout. I don't talk to people during my workout.
Got it.
Hardly ever.
Okay.
Because I have my headphones in and I'm on a timer.
Unless they come up to you and you're like...
If you want to compare my pre and post fellowship...
Yes.
It's very minimal. I think the gym that we go to, which I really appreciate, there's so many people who go through this prep process. Yes. You know, people know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can go into the gym and they know me to be... a really excited person. And you know, I nod as I walk.
Not the nod.
I'm like, but they know I'm 2 weeks away from competition. And so many people have been there. Like yeah. I had people come up to me today and they're like, you look good. Like you're almost there. They get it. You know what I mean? And so the conversation is just like a little bit different. I want to take that a little bit further. And that is, you know, taking it back to what I do in the kitchen. You know, I did in the kitchen when I tell people, I'm really good at prefacing mm-hmm. how I feel so that I don't hurt anyone's feelings. Because I know exactly how I feel. And I know I don't feel like talking to you. I don't feel like there are certain points where I'm just like, I don't have it. You know, even with Scott, like I told him, I guess a week and a half ago, I'm like, I'm not nowhere near as horny as I was before. Like it's very sporadic. And so, you know, I'm just really good at communicating the preface. I'm really good at communicating prior to the way that I feel mm-hmm. most of the time. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody tries to come for me, then I'm like, you don't get time.
Like I just did.
Well, I'm being sensitive.
I know.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So, what was the day your process started, and where are you now?
Like, it was like the last week in April. I don't remember the exact date.
Okay. And is that the day you're like, I am competing, and this is the date I'm competing?
Oh no, I knew I was competing in January, but it was just different because it was so far away. I was still eating. I still had to film. You know, I was in a process where I was still building muscle. And I think that, you know, just going back to, so where I felt like I started was like maybe 17 weeks out.
Okay.
And so how does it feel? Well, there's multiple feelings because when I was at that 17 weeks, I was, you know, 11.9% body fat. It wasn't about anything other than I was eating. I was 11.9% body fat. I knew my skeletal muscle, and then I knew I was going to start this process where I had to check in. And every week, the calories went down. And so, and the workouts stayed the same. My protein stayed the same. The carbs went down. The fat goes down. So along this process, even though it's really tough, there's also rewards because 3 months later, I'm 3.8% body fat. You know, so there's these, like, and I take pictures every single week, and I weigh myself.
Every single day?
Well, I take pictures every day, but for my coach, every Friday I have to take pictures and I see the small changes. So like there's these incredible stepping stones that happen. And if it's different than losing weight because I need to lose weight. It's different than feeling like, oh my gosh, I let myself go a little bit. Or it's different than we're about to go on vacation and I need to get a six pack or whatever. I need to like, I'm going to feel good in my bathing suit. Mm-hmm. That is not what this is. This is purely like it's science. It's a little bit more fun. And if you follow the plan, looking good is a given, period. Yeah. It's just like, but I mean, you know, I wish people would feel that way about even the programs that I put out and the nutrition and stuff. Like looking good is going to be a given if you stick to it. This is a lot more aggressive because it's a sport and you have a certain amount of time, you have a time frame, and it's not like I'm going to a wedding and I want to look good for the wedding. You're like, I'm going to be on stage in lights and have to show every ounce of my muscle as dry as possible to look like the kinesiology model, you know? So it just feels a little bit different. Now, I'm not going to say it's not hard because it's extremely tough. I think the toughest, which I kind of, you know, touched on in last week's podcast, the toughest is like just communicating with you and, you know, and the kids, not you guys, but it's like making sure, you know, y'all know how I feel.
Well, you just said the toughest is, so what's been the best part? Has there been a best part? We're still in the process.
No, there's been multiple best parts. That's why I can't answer that question quickly. I think the commitment level has been a really great thing. It just reminds you how committed you are. Having a new passion is really great. Mm-hmm. Developing a new program that's going to bring this style of training to my Fit Fam, my audience, my community is incredible because I'm learning and I've learned. I know weightlifting, but I've just like learned so much on how to get through it, make you feel good, get even better results, connecting to your body. The best thing is not questioning whether or not you look good. It is such a like euphoric feeling to not worry about the fact that, do I look good or not? Do I have like, it's more of like, I'm so committed to this that body image doesn't play a part. Like even when I come to you, I'm like, oh, look at these photos. It's more of like, I know I look good. Look what I've done to achieve this next level. And it changes every day. But I will say though, I'm very well aware. I was thinking as I was going through this process, 10 weeks out is what I can maintain. You know, I'm like, I can maintain that. I can
that
still
have body. That's what you're talking about.
That body.
The look.
I can maintain that look. This, like, if you're watching on YouTube, like, I don't know if you can see, like, the veins, I mean, it's really the veiny look. I'm like, no. I think it's also a joy of being like, this is a sport. You find a sustainable zone throughout this journey. And for me, it's 10 weeks. I'm like, this is great. Like the calories, I was at like 3,100 calories a day. You know, if I wanted to have a glass of champagne or an old fashioned, I could. I was in, the meal prepping was great. I loved the food. I finished everything. So there, you get to find a balance as you go through this process as well when you have to go back. The other thing that's like really fun is I was talking to my coach today about off season and there's goals. And so my goal is in 2.5 years to be 220 pounds at 3% body fat. Whereas now I'm 200 and I was the last time I checked 206 pounds at 3.8% body fat. Right. So it's like building skeletal muscle. So that part is fun too. And being in off season and my coach telling me today, you know, when you wake up in the morning, my goal is for you to every single day be able to see your abs and feel good. And at the end of the day, for you not to see your abs, you know, if you're on vacation, like, yeah, we'll do some stuff so you can feel confident or whatever. But that's how you're going to grow your muscle. So it's just another positive thing is like being able to look in the future and to have goals and to really know that you're not going to be starving yourself forever. I'm not starving, but I'm definitely in a caloric deficit.
You're hungry, yeah. I mean, so I want to talk about, to not necessarily change gears a little bit, but I really want to talk about the commitment. Because one of the things that I've experienced as the kind of the side hustle, if you will, of doing things with you on this process, like I started lifting weights after you and you said, you know, let's go on this process together. One of the things I noticed that really hit home was I was going to the gym and training with Kristen and I was seeing results and I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool. So that helped me stay committed. And then when I went on my 10-day European trip and I was there in Europe and I was like, holy shit, like my body set in, like all of the, I had finally committed to the meal plans and the meal prep and all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, this actually is working. Because I really feel that that not just your community, any person who is trying to do X, whether it's get healthier, be a painter, be president, the commitment is always the thing that people are like, what do? How do you eat? So what I'm trying to do is get some sort of information to people who are like, how did you stay so committed? You're Shanti, so it's like you're a superhero in our eyes. You said like your commitment has been, I'm so focused. And why are you focused? What has motivated you to stay focused? Is it been the looks? Has it been the food to hopefully, in hopes, share something with someone that might stick with them and help them stay committed to something that they want to do?
Great question. You have to want to do it. That's it. You have to want to do it. And you have to want it hard enough. And you have to want it bad enough. And you have to want to go to the dark place. And that sounds very negative. But if you want something, you have to go after it. Don't get it twisted. Like, there were days where I was just like, like, I want gummy bears. I want to raid this hotel snack, you know, what do you call it?
The snack bar.
Snack bar in the bedroom, in the hotel room. I wanted to be at the restaurant and there's no one around. And I wanted that old fashioned because it would make me feel good. But I'm like, what do I want more? You know? And I think that There's deprivation. So because I'm in a spot right now, like I do have to deprive myself of the things that I want, but I'm depriving myself currently at the things that I want because I want something else more.
And it's a competition.
It's a competition. I want to win. I want to come home with some hardware, you know? But for a person out there who's just losing weight, that's why I always say, one, you have to want it. Two, you have to find a balance because balance over time is going to be results. If you're not doing a fitness competition, and I understand there are people out there who are like, well, I have a wedding. I'm like, if you want to look good at the wedding and you have X amount of pounds to lose and you really want to look good at that wedding, your commitment is going to come to what's more important. You looking good at the wedding or you being like, well, I'm going to have, you know, these drinks and I'm going to go out with my friends and I'm going to still have this wine. I think that your question, while it's a good question, I think that if any one particular answer was the answer, like that person would be a millionaire. And at the end of the day, even if you look on social media and you see these people who, I saw this one video of a guy took a picture of himself every day and he went from being a heavier guy, ended up getting a six pack and super tight. And it was every day. You know, throughout the process, there were like ebbs and flows, but he wanted that more than he wanted to stay the same. And that is it. If you,
that's the key, I think.
If you want to succeed, you have to want to succeed more than you want to stay the same. It's not even about more than you want to fail because you're going to fail along the way. There are plenty of times where I was just like, you know, I'm in the gym and I'm just like, I can't do another set. And then I'm like, golly. And then I do one rep less. And I'm just like, no, lessen the weight, like go. You know, so you have to succeed more than you want to stay the same. Failure in the gym is success. Failure in insanity is success. Failure in my workouts, feeling completely defeated. That is success because you are doing it. Staying the same means you're not doing it. If you want to change the definition of failure, failure when you want to go after something is truly being like, I want that. But I'd rather stay the same in a place that you don't truly want to be. So what do you want more? Do you want the results more? Do you want to feel better? Do you want to have that better relationship? Do you want to look better? Or do you want to stay the same? And here's the thing. I care, but I don't care what it is that you want. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to love you whether you say you're 20 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight. It's your life and you have to decide what it is that you want. Every single day, I have to wake up and be like, I want the goal more than I want to stay the same. And that is just it. There are plenty of people that are like, everybody can do it. Everybody can do it, but not everybody is going to be successful at it for multiple different reasons. But I ask you, what is it that you want? Do you want to succeed more or do you want to stay the same more? And that's it. Failure means you're doing something as hard as you can and you had a setback. Staying the same means you don't want the success more than you want to stay the same.
I love that. Because I think that experiencing this in my own, what I'm going through and what I see as the results, tried to put into words how I got there. And I think it's also how you got there, because this is full commitment. I like that you're like, you want to succeed more than you want to stay the same.
I think my question is, I have a question for you, because you and our son, Silas, are very similar. You guys don't like change. You know, you did Insanity from a month after we met till
last year,
July of 2022. And that is 2010 to 2022, 11 and a half plus years. Insanity, Asylum, Max 30 was your workout. That was it. And you decided to make a change and to stick to the change. So my thing is, what is it for you? Like, how did you decide to change? Not necessarily, why did you decide to change fitness styles? But there are a lot of people out there who don't like change, but what they're currently doing isn't working for them. Because a lot of people are going to look at my new program and they're going to be like, but it's lifting and mm-hmm. I'm so used to doing Insanity mm-hmm. and like whatever. So anyway, you looked great when you did Insanity. You were 185 pounds. You were always lean. But what was the thing that you said, you know, I want to change. I want to make a change. I want to commit to this change.
For me, it was noticing the difference in you, how you were feeling after your surgery and when you started the rehab process and then you started training with Kristen, you just were not a whole new person, but you just had a new inspiration and motivation and lightness about you, and you enjoyed it and you were getting the results. And I was like, wow, like he's getting some great results. So that, and then also me one day at mom and dad's house, because we were still at mom and dad's house, looking in the mirror and noticing that I had my dad's butt.
Bill's an 80-year-old man and he is a very attractive 80-year-old man.
We've always had big butt and thighs, but you know, as we get older, we lose some of that. And I noticed that I had lost my butt. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't want that. And so my motivation was to change that, because I thought, I'm 50. I don't need to be in this spot yet.
So, you were 51.
Yeah. It was more of I see your mental state change. I saw your body change, and I saw something on my body that I wanted to change. And I was like, okay, let me dip my toe into the water. And I think I did like 2 days a week or 1 day a week or, you know, whatever. But I was afraid that if I stopped doing Insanity, because I had all these amazing results, I was going to lose my lungs, if you will. I was going to lose my endurance. And then, you know, I went to 3 days a week, and then I went to 4 days a week. And I was literally panicking those other 2 days where I was like, I have to do Max 30. I have to do Insanity. I have to do Asylum. And I realized that when I was doing these 4 days a week, that I wasn't losing my lungs, because it's a whole different process. And so then I went to 5 days a week and 6 days a week. I also saw results. And so that was my motivation and commitment level. And then I'm like, okay, let's try something else. Let's try food. Let's try this. Let's try that. So it was all a combination of, you know, I saw results. Let's try this. Let's try this. And so
it's so interesting how, you know, you're like, oh, I lost my butt. And I actually didn't notice, because I always take pictures of your butt when you're not looking, especially when we're staying at his parents' house. He would be like stretching in the window. I mean, not the window, the door frame. And I would be in bed and I'm like taking pictures of your butt and I'm like, I don't see it. But it wasn't until one day when I did walk up the steps and you were in the bathroom, you were brushing your teeth, or you were doing something. It was the morning, actually. And I was like, oh, now I see what he means. Not in a shady way, like I'm not going to touch it or do things to it. But I was just like, oh, okay, I got it. But it was more of like you were standing like your dad.
Anyway, I mean, I love dad.
No. It was like you were standing like your dad. And I was like, oh, now yeah. I see what he means. And he said, oh, my God, my dad or whatever.
Yeah. So.
Leave Bill alone.
I'm purely stating.
Bill is wonderful.
He is wonderful. He's, you know, he's got giant calves. He still has bigger calves and thighs than I do.
How long have we known each other? Wait, we met in 2010.
And you met them in January of 2011.
I met them 12 and a half years ago. Well, his mom flirted with me, but I saw his dad. I said, oh, the apple doesn't far from the
tree. Saying daddy.
I used to say, I don't even know if I ever told him. He's like, your dad is cute.
There you have it,
oh
Bill.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Bill, that's not, I promise that's not why I hang out with you all the time. Or like I like talking to you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, anyway. So two more questions. During this process, looking back at where you're at, what would you change?
Nothing. I would change absolutely nothing. And I know that's like easy to say, but I absolutely wouldn't change anything. I feel that I did the best that I could do for the first time through. I have an incredible trainer, Kristen. I have an incredible coach. I'm fortunate enough to like have been able to train with them multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. We go to a great place for men's health. I have like great physician's assistants that we work with, doctors. I would say I committed 95% to what it is that I wanted to do. The only time I remember asking Justin if I could have a drink once to celebrate, I think we were in Mykonos. I was like, can I have this drink or whatever? But like, you know, he was like, yeah, you can have vodka and something. I'm like, oh, yeah. I hate soda. Vodka. But I mean, technically, the only time, the other like 4% is there were times we were traveling or we were on a plane and I'm like, there's no way I cannot eat right now because we're on an international flight and I don't have any more food. Or my food expired. But as far as doing the best that I could do, I did the best that I could do. But I would say I stuck to the plan 95% of the time. And then another like 1 or 2% of the time is like I actually skipped meals because I'm like, I can't finish that. But I wouldn't change anything about it because I don't feel like I'm the only person that's ever done that. I like getting 100%. But also, you know, it's a learning process and a learning curve that you kind of have to go through when you do something like this.
Yeah. When this is released, you will be 1 week and 3 days away from the competition.
Yes.
What is your win?
Getting on stage. Like literally, I want to get on stage. Oh my God. So this is my win. Because it's the most unsolicited thing that's happened throughout this entire process. Kristen said to me the other day, I don't know if I was like practicing my poses for her or something, but she like unsolicited said, Sean, when you get on stage, you have to smile.
Mm.
She was like, smile when you get on stage. She's like, because you have such a great smile. And then
there it is.
Today, I finished back and I was in the posing room with Justin and Justin was like, when you're on stage, smile. He was like, you smiling is going to get you even extra points at your automatically amazing body. He was like, because you have such a great smile and a great face. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. And you know, Justin's so funny. He threw a little shade. He's like, not everybody should be up there smiling. But the ironic thing about that is for so long, I hated my face and I hated smiling because I like hated my cheeks or whatever. But I'm so excited. So I was in our gym and I was posing and I was smiling. This is after Kristen told me, I'm like, yes. I was like, smile. I was like, this is like such a joyful moment. So the win for me is getting on stage and smiling my way through it. Like, I'm just going to be like so excited. And Shalene and Brett and Chip and Elliot and Alex and Tanya and Steph and Derek McKenzie and Mackenzie and the boys and, you know, a plethora of other people are going to be in the audience. Like, people that like, you know, I love. And while I'm there to compete, you know, there's no reason for me not to smile. So, but I just think it was just super cool that both of my leaders, my coaches, if you will, my trainer, my coach, unsolicited, they did not talk to each other. It was like, you have to smile on stage. I was like, this is so great. And I'm, you know, the other thing is, the other win is doing my solo performance because, you know, it's just like, I had this plan that I was going to do a solo performance that was very boom, pow, you know, whatever. And, you know, talking to Jack, who's my, like, been a music producer, friend and producer of like videos and like my live music and stuff for a long time. He was like, we came up with an idea. He's like, this is what I think you should do during this show because everyone knows you can do that. He was like, do this. And I was just like, yeah, like I'm going to do that. So it's just really exciting. The win is that. And the win, bitch, I better bring home at least one piece of hardware. Yeah. This right here needs to have some hardware or whatever.
All right. Well, there you have it. And if anyone wants to go, it's in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Esports Expo. The competition is, there's pre-judging in the morning at 8 on the 19th of August, and then the finals start at 3 p.m. There are tickets available. I don't have the website, but we could put that in the notes.
And I'm doing 7 different categories.
Tell them the categories.
So wild. So I'm doing men's master classic physique, which men is, over 45.
Yep.
Men's classic over 35. I'm doing men's open classic physique, and I'm doing novice. Men's
what does classic novice
means because it's your first time. Like, I'm a novice. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing, that's all classic physique. And then I'm doing men's physique, masters over 45, men's physique, masters over 35, and I think men's physique open. I'm going to be in 7 different categories, which means I'm going to be on stage a lot. So if you want to see my 1 minute, it's very fast, so don't think you're going to get a whole 10-minute show, even though I would love to do that. If you come in the morning, you'll see what they call like the call-outs. That's how you'll see all my poses, and you'll see they'll put me up against the other guys, and you know, we'll do all the flexing and all the posing and stuff like that. And in the afternoon, we do the same thing, but the afternoon is more of like, that's where they announce the winner. That's when I'll get to do my solo posing performance. And yeah, it's gonna be really, really great.
There you have it.
And I'm gonna smile the whole time like I'm a 6-year-old kid in their first dance recital.
Well, there you have a little behind the scenes of what it's been like to go on this, I hate using the word journey because I think journey's overused, this process, this new way of staying healthy and doing something you love. So Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that maybe we'll see you in Arlington, Texas. If not, I think there might be a way to stream it online. Sean will probably put that in the notes also.
Yep.
And, you know, trust and believe in who you are, because guess what? If you won't, no one else will. Okay? That's a little pun on RuPaul. Taking what we have and mixing it with a little RuPaul.
See y'all next time.
Peace out.